Okay, I got 301. Let's call this meeting to order. Stacy, can I have a roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Stacy Carter.
Here.
Kevin Kelsey. Or Kevin Latos, I'm sorry.
Here. Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
I'm Stacy Bushon with IHLS.
And I'm Leslie Bender with IHLS.
Okay. Do we have any public comment? No? Okay. Let's go to approval of March 20, 2023 minutes attachment 4.1.
So moved. This is Stacy.
This is Kevin. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Stacy, can I have a roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. Okay, let's go to share update.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am calling you from St. Louis Union Station, where I'm at a conference. The ICALC is the acronym, and it's the International Coalition of Library Consortia.
Okay.
So there's me and 1, 2, 3, 4 other share staff here. So here through Wednesday. So it's a really nice conference, and I just sat through a session where Kathy Thompson did a was part of a panel on business models for consortia. And so it's really good to kind of see, you know, different types of consortia, different sizes, and what their challenges are. Helps you feel not so isolated, I think.
All right, let's go to administrative updates.
So as far as accounting staff goes, now that the budget is in some sort of a completed format, it may not be absolutely complete. Our finance and our HR staff are working on the additional reports that we have to put together as part of this Sistemarian per capita grant application. And so it's kind of nice to have that big chunk done for them so they can do other things as well. That's about it.
Okay. IT?
No news is good news from them.
Okay. Facilities and operations?
So with John Becker's resignation, or his pending resignation, we are going to meet and discuss internally how we want to move forward in the interim. There are a couple of projects that I know that John will need to complete before his departure, and I believe his last day is next Friday. And so that's all with facilities.
Can we make a lucrative offer to see if Susan Palmer will come back?
You know, she's texting me on a couple of occasions, usually late at night, like, I want to come back to work. I'm like, no, you don't. You want to be retired. Stay retired. But okay. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Membership agreements. Ellen, last week was a really busy week for membership. Ellen participated in the Director's University. I think it's 2.0. That was last week, at the beginning of the week. And then I know that Leah Gregory got some really good reviews from her participation in the book banning presentation that was held at SIU Edwardsville at the end of March. And our membership and our trustee training grant staff are moving full steam ahead with that. So we're awesome. Really excited.
All right. How about administration?
So this is a busy week for me. Today through Wednesday, like I said, I'll be here in St. Louis. On Thursday, I'm driving up to a presentation on book banning that is being, it's in Chicago, that's being introduced by Secretary Giannoulias. So hopefully we have good weather, because I have to leave the house at like 6 o'clock in the morning to catch my ride on the way up there. So
okay.
That'll be really nice. I think so. I think it's a couple of people from the Chicago Public Library, plus someone. Actually, the executive director, I'm sorry, Tracy Hall from ALA is going to be speaking. So
okay.
It'll be good to meet the secretary.
Okay, cool. Open Meeting Act compliance, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, committee updates, advocacy. Do we know if they met this month?
I don't think they did.
Okay. Budget and finance.
Make sure I'm off mute. Yeah, we met and did the usual approving the bills things. We went extensively through the draft budget and what you've got for today's meeting. And ultimately, we had a majority vote to pass it on. And we changed the meeting date. So I think the next one we decided is on the 9th, so we can meet before the executive committee meets.
Okay, cool. I'm glad it passed.
Yeah.
Facilities and operations?
No meeting.
Okay. Membership and policy.
We met this month right before finance. We went through membership. I believe we have one that's requested to pull their membership. We have a couple of others that are in limbo. So I would confirm with Ellen, but I think that'll have to be added to the meeting, to the full board meeting. And we went through the operational plan and approved it.
Okay. Personnel did not meet. Did nominating meet?
I don't know because I don't attend those. Stacey, nominating,
nominating will meet on this Thursday because okay. Our election was officially over on the 15th, I believe. And
okay.
They're getting the results. I don't know what the results are myself, so we'll find out.
Okay, awesome. Let's go to unfinished business, automatic material handler next steps.
Okay, so according to our calendar that we, our timetable that we've shared with the board last year, and then our, yeah, it would have been last fall, and with the committee, we are due to meet with the AMH working group in April. However, the date is kind of problematic. It's the same day as the board meeting. And so I've asked Sarah to look for a couple of other options for us date-wise. It's just too soon to get a whole lot of stuff together. There's a lot of information that they've asked for that we're compiling, but we want to give them as much information as possible. And on our timetable, we thought that this would be like the next meeting would be when they would make a recommendation to the board to either go forward with a request for proposal to find out more information specifically about us or not. And so I don't want us to kind of rush into that with everybody going all over the place this week. So hopefully we will meet with them early in May. Okay. And then depending on the outcome, Loretta, that would in theory be your committee. Would you like us, do you want to have a meeting? I know we've not met with you all. Would you like kind of an update or some feedback from them in May or?
I would be interested myself. Yes.
Okay. I don't remember what day of the week or what week you're actually meeting on, you meet on. So
yeah, it's been so long since we met. I never even met with Jonathan at all. So I don't even know when we meet.
Okay. Yeah. I have a note for that. So hopefully we can figure that out before we get to the board meeting next week.
I think we last met in November.
I think we did. I think it's been a while.
Okay. Anything else? No, I'm fine. This is a quick meeting. I'm glad with this. I got stuff to do still. I have to do the budget. I have to do the treasury books for the library here in town. Let's go to new business. FY 2024 system area and per capita grant.
Okay. So we can start with the budget first. And thank you very much, Kevin and the committee for approving it. We do have April as a first read for everything. So I hope you're going to be okay if we bring it back in May. Just one more time. Also, after the, what happens is after the April, as soon as the April board meeting is over next week, we post everything online for our members for comment. So if there's comment, it would be, I think, really good to share with your committee, to share with the membership committee as well, Stacy. So I don't have that schedule in my head, but I know that it'll be up for, we should be able to get a couple weeks worth of feedback anyway before your committees meet. Okay, so on the budget, we have a couple of new services or new initiatives that I hope are reflected in the budget and actually in the operational plan itself. One of those would be staffing, adding some additional staff halfway through the year. So one of those would be a data analyst, and the second would be a, for lack of a better term, a junior web administrator. We have a web programmer now, Brant, and he does routine tasks and new programming. And we need someone that can take that routine programming over for him so he can continue with the higher end stuff. Over the last couple of years, there have been requests that he just can't get to just because he can't do all these new things and then also fill in and maintain old ongoing projects. So we'd like to, we've included it in there again halfway through the year. We don't yet have a position description for either of those positions. So I believe that Jill is looking at having position descriptions to share with the personnel committee probably in June, because May is too soon for us to do that, but we should, we would want your feedback for that as well. Other things that are, that stand out in the budget overall, to, from my perspective, we aren't going to be making any additional improvements to the Evansville building, not major improvements to the Evansville building before the end of this fiscal year, mostly because we want to have as much capital fund available in case there's anything that they find when they pull off the old roof. As far as we can tell, that roof is original to the building. So it puts it at, well, between 15 and 60 years old. So, and flat roofs, I don't think last that long, but I've been in that building for 21 years and we've not had any significant work done to that roof. So hopefully, and hopefully there isn't anything, but from the capital fund, we've got several vehicles that we're gonna have to purchase. And again, it depends on the cost, what vehicles are looking like. We're hoping that they will be available on the state's CMS contract, but we don't know, and we won't know until we get to fall. Because that CMS contract, if you've not dealt with it before, even something as large as a vehicle can be significantly less, like 20% less than what you would find it at a dealer, if there's enough supply or the supply chain things that were bogging vehicle production down have resolved themselves, then knock on something, we'll be able to purchase through that. We also have tuck pointing at the Edwardsville office. That was something that I don't think that John Becker was supposed to get an RFP together for that. I don't know that he's going to have time to do that. So that's another larger project that we have. Other projects that we have in the budget are to work on, and again, they may or may not have a, one does have a budget impact, and that is a mobile memory lab. We've received a grant from Illinois Humanities for the purchase of the equipment. So I'm not sure if it ends up in this fiscal year or next fiscal year. I'm not sure where it shows, but the purchases will likely be in the same year that we put the money in the budget. So, and that was to have something called Family History Days at three different libraries, Sparta, Painter, which is in Alton, and the Marshall Public Library to encourage patrons in those communities to add their genealogical documents into IDOT, Illinois Digital Archives. So we're really excited about that and the possibilities that it has for growing. Sorry, I was having a little mind break there. In other parts of the budget, the special revenue fund for the CMC and for the OCLC billing grant, those are fairly similar to last year's amounts that we're requesting. The ILEAD trustee training grant is significantly larger. And we knew that the second year for that grant would be larger. The current year is three quarters of the fiscal year. It started in October. And then next year is a full year. It also has a lot of, we moved Anna as the membership coordinator into that role three quarters of her time so that she could focus as much as possible on that. And so there's a little more staff there. There's also quite a bit more in it for software and the licensing fees to use the software that we're using, which is called, I believe it's called Canvas. That's much larger. And all three of those grants had to be submitted to the state library much earlier than normal because they have a new process with a new administration in the secretary's office. We are pretty excited about learning more about how those are going to shake out in the share budget. I don't believe that we are adding any additional staff. They've yet to work out the details on exactly what Aspen is going to look like in terms of fees for members. They also have a budget and finance committee meeting this Thursday afternoon, so we may learn more then. And the share fund does include, and I think we discussed this at our last month's board meeting, we did propose adding an additional $50,000 to that $300,000 transfer that we make from the general fund to the share fund. Share will, from an accounting perspective, run this like it can be used for whatever, but we don't want the general fund to be purchasing things for on behalf of share if they have their own fund. So the money is a strict cash transfer. And then I'm sure that since Aspen is a new part of their, it will be a new expense for them in FY 2024, that's where that money will be directed in one way or another related to the implementation of Aspen. Okay, so that's just a super general overview. Do you have specific questions for me that I can answer? I know there were some questions asked at the finance committee, but are there questions that you all have?
No.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
There's a reason that I'm not on the finance committee because I'm not a numbers person. When I was looking through the graphs and things, page 26 just took my breath away for a moment. That's the capital projects, the graph. But I went back into the explanation and the narrative, and it looks like even though there's more expenses than there is revenue, that it all works out, right? It's covered by the previous year's general fund revenue.
Generally, yes, and what we've already had in the capital fund budget. So we've gotten into the habit several years ago of producing a capital fund budget because we really want to start treating it like everything else. The only thing is there's no revenue that comes in the fiscal year per se, except for that, when we're done with the audit, at the end of September this year from the general fund, whatever is excess revenue over expenditures. We intend to make a recommendation that it be transferred from that to the capital fund to continue to grow the capital fund. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so it looks a little, I'm still getting to page 26. It looks a little wonky because revenue is like investment revenue. There's just not very much of it there. That's just how it's designed.
Like you said, it looks wonky, but I think it's explained well in the narrative. I just wanted to make sure that I understood that and we really are good there. So thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No problem.
I trust you guys to be good, you know, to make sense with the budget. I looked it over. It looks good to me. What were some questions in finance that were relevant?
I mean, I had a question about how high up the health insurance went up significantly, but they had a great explanation that, you know, they're trying to take drivers from part-time to full-time, they're getting benefits and they're putting on new drivers. And it wasn't the cost of the health insurance wasn't going up, 40%. Yeah. So that was my concern. My question, Kevin.
I was looking through some of the notes and stuff. There were some questions about staffing and things like that, and then the new position things. We did have questions or observations about the way the graphs look is really concerning, but when you read the narrative, you see that, you know, it's being covered by existing funds that we need to go through, you know, that we're letting them get quite large. So that was discussed.
Okay. The only question I guess I do have is where are we at in our budget now in terms of how closer do we to where we were aiming to be for this up for the current year, Leslie? Are we under budget?
I think we're still projected to have somewhere around 300,000 revenue over expenses. So that's a significant swing. That's like a $700,000 swing from what we projected.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the end of the March financials to know. I mean, some of it again is going to depend on what we end up doing with if there are any other programs. I mean, well, we actually built that in. I mean, when we do our projections, we build in like we look at the entire operational plan and make, is this going to happen? Is this not going to happen? If so, what do we think it's going to cost? Okay. So that's kind of built into the projection. So I would say that would be very close to that because we've been close. I don't know. We won't know until we get there.
I was just curious kind of if you knew where we were at right now. That's the most helpful for me is when I'm able to see where we're at now, like how much we were under, you know, how our revenue stream is. So
right. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say that's all I got. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut anyone off.
Kevin?
I was just trying to remember. I couldn't find my notes, but we've been running at about 25% under budget around there, haven't we? Maybe I'm remembering wrong. Maybe that's the other library.
I don't have that handy with me. I could look it up, but we have been running a little bit under budget in terms of expenditures, and that's a good thing, especially because we're almost done with the third quarter. Well, no, we finished the third quarter. I'm sorry. The one thing that I would offer is that when we looked at the budget this year, because there have been questions about, so you budget for, you know, everything possible, and then it tends to be that the trend is that you're not utilizing all those funds or you're not getting everything done. When we looked at the, and again, it's a best case scenario. When we put the budget and the app plan together, it just depends on how projects go, if there are other things that kind of get in the middle of it and other things take precedence. But we did look more closely at some of the big cost centers in the budget. So to try to get it closer to what we think it will be. So in FY23, we budgeted gas at $5 a gallon. For FY24, we budgeted gas at $3.75 a gallon. That's going to make a significant difference. So hopefully at the end of FY24 or when we're a year from now, we can see that, yeah, that was a good, it was okay to be closer to that. I mean, gas is something we just have to purchase. Mm-hmm. So, because delivery is a service we're obligated to provide. So that's one. Also in travel, we did look at places where we could, because travel is another cost center within the general fund budget. And we did, I made the decision when I was looking at it overall, no one's going to ALA next year because it's in San Diego. And that was like a $20,000 estimate for what it was going to cost our staff to go. So, okay, that was easy. You know, it was just like one discrete little piece of that picture. But we've done that across the board. So, but again, I think that as humans, we try to, we want to make sure that we're listing out every possible thing we think we're going to need and we think we're going to do, and it just doesn't come to fruition.
That's fine. So
how much off we are, we'll see. We will see.
Yeah, this is year four for me. You guys are very prudent with the money, and I appreciate that. So that's all I got. Do we want to pass this all as one, or do we want to do one at a time?
We can do whatever you would like.
Yeah. Just to interject, being way off, I was way off. It looks like we're running 5.6%. year-to-date below actual. So I was being up way optimistic.
I won't tell Rhonda.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, let's just go to the operational plan and we'll do it all at once.
Okay. All right. So in the operational plan, we did, as we were putting it together, we had already obviously dissected the Secretary of State's transition report on library enhancements. So we looked for opportunities where our priorities are similar, or they are reflected in. I'm so sorry about the noise in here. That's a train. Hold on.
You're fine.
Okay. I don't know why. Oh, good grief. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we don't hear anything besides you.
Oh, good. You don't hear the train whistle when the train sounds?
Nope. Okay. Zoom's pretty good for that.
Just in my head. Okay. So other things that priorities for us are to, we're going to start taking a more concerted approach to project management and process improvement. Are you still hearing me okay?
Yep.
Okay. That means working with Leanne Furby, who's our project coordinator. So once we have a good draft of the operational plan, which we do now, we're going to start looking at, okay, what's an improvement? What is a project per se in the op plan? The other thing that we want to do is have a better handle on succession planning. I know that Rails is involved in, they've started looking at a draft succession plan for the organization as a whole that came about the need for that was demonstrated when Dee Brennan retired last fall, and they were like, what's next internally for staff? So we need the same thing, not because the executive director is retiring, just because people are retiring. And we've seen that over the last couple of years. We've had several staff who've retired. And now we're going to address Cher's retirement, or now we're going to address Delivery's retirement. We need to have a more holistic approach to how we're going to approach it as approach it as an organization and be able to codify, so to speak, in a policy. So I'm hoping that we will get to that place maybe over the summer where we'll start looking at a succession plan for the organization that we can share with all of you. And so that's the big piece for the op plans. Other things are specific to each department. Like as far as I know right now, we're still going to continue to look at an AMH. We want to do a little better job utilizing the customer relationship management database or the CRM. We're going to be moving more technology-wise. We're going to be moving, I believe, to Microsoft Teams for online meetings as opposed to Zoom. With regards to the board, we did include some things in there that came out of a conversation that I've been having with Monica Harris at Rails. And that is to have to schedule an in-person meeting with the Rails board. That if we know, and I think part of the challenge before was that we were being asked to attend a meeting in 6 weeks' time, and no, it wasn't on anybody's calendar. And so finding the space for that was to plan for that was really difficult. So we've talked about having a meeting maybe in April or early May at the State Library. The challenge with that is that a lot of our board members, I mean, our board meetings are at 5, right? The Rails board meetings are at 1. So their board members might have more flexibility in getting time to attend something like that. So the farther out we can say, this is the date, this is what we're doing, easier it is for staff, or for those of our board members that work during the day to be able to plan to attend. And when we did this prior, I was looking at some notes. When we did this many years ago, the board even approved including the cost of like reimbursing a substitute for school teachers or for school librarians. So that was something that, I mean, this board can decide if you want to continue with that or not. But we did, I mean, that was a decision that was made many years ago. So, and that helped a couple of school librarians be able to attend so they could get the time off. let's see. Just like in the secretary's transition report, there's a lot of collaboration already ongoing with Heartland and Rails, as well as ILE, the school library group, and ILA. So that will continue as well. In SHARE, I believe it's actually, I think, listed in the bid, might be listed in the bibliographic services or bibliographic access, which is letter B. We're going to be looking, they're looking more closely at cataloging fees, because there's fees for a couple of different levels. And as part of a look at SHARE's fees in general, they want to look again at cataloging fees and make sure that people are paying for the services they're getting and that they're accurately priced. Let's see. We will have a CE coordinator, continuing education coordinator on board, obviously. So we expect to be able to announce continuing education opportunities more regularly, and like I'm envisioning like 6 months at a time schedule, but you know, at a minimum, that would be great to have. So we'll see what Kate, how she feels about that and what she wants to do with that. Let me see. They're being asked what that means in terms of implementation. We will be in membership. We're going to continue the focus on trustees, obviously, public library trustees, and then also on school library, an even stronger focus on school library staff. Do you have any specific questions? I'm so sorry. It's like they're playing something from, what is that movie with the trains at Christmas time? Something Express?
Express.
Yeah, it's what I think is going on just 30 feet from me. Sorry, I didn't think about that when I picked the spot. So anyway, do you have questions for me about the op plan?
I don't have any. Do you guys have anything? Can I have a motion and second to approve the budget and operational plan for FY 2024?
This is Kevin. So moved.
This is Stacy. I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Stacy, can I have a roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. Okay, and I think, oh, I lost my page here. We are on agenda building?
Yes.
Okay.
So Stacy Carter, really quickly, you said something about having something about membership on the yes. agenda.
Please confirm with Ellen, but I know that we have one special library, I believe it was a special, withdrawing their membership. And then I believe we're holding on at least three others because they haven't decided and we're not pushing them right now.
Okay. I believe that when I asked Ellen about that earlier, like last week, she said, I don't think, go ahead.
And then she said, there's a school library that now sort of basically contracts out with a public library to provide all the service. And our questions had been about, you know, they do that. They want to, you know, can they be members? Or are they not really members? You know, they're taking their system area per capita grant money and just turning it around to the public library. But, you know, that just provides another slippery slope for school libraries if they can somehow count that they do it. But I believe this public library is really providing service for the school library.
Right. I'm reading my note from Ellen now. She said, I asked her, will we need membership considerations on the April board meeting agenda? And she said, I don't think you'll need to do anything with membership considerations until May.
Okay.
Leah Gregory has done follow-up work with Litchfield High School. That's the one I don't believe has a staff member right now, or is that the one that's asking to withdraw? And then deeper conversations that we have to have with the Illinois State Library regarding that school that's contracting with public library, and the public library is Mason City, who's contracting with Illini Central. So it sounds like we'll have more, obviously, in May.
Okay.
But that's good to know. And then other things that are on the agenda, I don't think there's anything. I do have, right now anyway, as unfinished business, automatic material handler next steps. I can continue to have it just to update the board on the fact that we aren't ready, that committee hasn't met yet. And I think that would be important. Also, the roof is actually, they're going to start working on our roof next Monday, which is the 24th. So it's possible we may know something by the time we get to the board meeting. I don't know, though. I know we had a walkthrough meeting today that I couldn't attend on the roof with the contractor. So I left it as an action item just in case, but I'd like to think that we would have a little notice, be able to give you all a little notice if there's something coming up, like a change order. Under new business, so this time last year, we had something on the board agenda about IHLS board meetings for this fiscal year. So I'd like to have the same for the 2024 fiscal year. And one thing that we have in our op plan, and I forgot to mention it when we got to the board section, was I propose anyway, and I will in this document, having quarterly in-person meetings. Everyone does not have to attend them. When we did those right before the pandemic arrived, we had like some kind of a CE component with them. And Stacy and I thought it would be nice if we had that with Stacy Bouchon and I, if we had that in like, you know, a light meal. So there's a reason for you to come maybe a little bit earlier, maybe 4:15, maybe 4 o'clock. And we would have those geographically located across the state. And we would also, you know, list those out in advance, those locations. We did have, again, from last year's in April, we had a budget versus actual, like, this is what we budgeted. This is what the budget looked like. But then when you got, you know, the reality after the audit, this is where we ended up. I'd like to have a document for that again, just to kind of show this trend of what we have been doing. I don't know that it will always be the case, but I think it's nice to see that in writing. It'll be the first read for the op plan and the budget and budget narrative. And then we have agenda building. I do think the only other thing that might be missing on this, oh no, it's in there, under communication, a reminder to everyone about completing their SOEIs, the Statement of Economic Interest. And then we had a great session at Reaching Forward South last Friday. And I think it's nice to kind of just highlight some of the work that some staff did. And we had 1, 2, 3, 4 board members, one of them on the committee. Thank you, Loretta. That were there, and it was very well attended. We were very pleased with the level of participation. Everything cooperated, weather and everything. So we would have that under communication. Are there other things you all would like to see?
I think this is going to be plenty long as is. I don't think we need to add anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Any announcements? It is 3:43. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Do I have a second?
Kevin, second.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Leslie, I'll see you Monday for Carbondale.
Right. We'll need to figure out where to meet and when.
I'll just meet you at the Troy Park and Ride. I'll let you know what time. Okay.
Sounds great. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.